This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Ken Rother. I'm an entrepreneur in residence at REV, which is an incubator in Ithaca in upstate New York.
Ken, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So I'm also the director here. So I'm one of I oversee the program, and then I'm one of actually 8 entrepreneurs in residence. So in my role as entrepreneur in residence, I do a few things. I meet new companies that are applying to enter our incubator, see if they're if they're a suitable fit, which means do they have a plan? Are they a scalable type of business that we're looking for? And then as they enter the incubator, I meet with them on a regular basis, and it could be anything from helping them with early stage, early stage determining product market fit. Do they really know who their customer is? Do they really understand the value prop? To helping them get ready for fundraising, helping them with sales calls, helping them with marketing materials, hiring, sometimes unfortunately firing. So, anything that's sort of in the normal life of a startup from the moment they say, yeah, I want to do this, to they're actually, making some money and hopefully scaling and beyond.
Ken, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Let's see. Well, challenges, I think they come in a couple of flavors. So sometimes people have a good idea and realize as they go through a customer discovery process that, there may not be a business there. This may not make sense. And hopefully they come to that in their own realization, and that's sort of a painful journey for them. It's more of a challenge when a company is ignoring all of the signs of, what they're thinking of doing isn't going to work, or they're not willing to make the appropriate pivot or changes. And, our philosophy here is we don't judge. We give entrepreneurs the tools in order to judge for themselves whether they're heading in the right direction, whether they should pivot or stop altogether or keep going. So, with that framework, if people are ignoring all of the traffic signs, it can certainly be challenging. Successes are, when entrepreneurs sort of see the light and they start to see some product market fit, and it's very exciting when they start to get some customer pull, people wanting to work with them. So we've had a number of companies. We're in our 5th year of operation. Just last year alone, all of our member companies, I think they generated close to 100 jobs, and between the batch of them raised $44 million in venture capital and $12+ million of revenue. So, those are our members' successes, and we are fortunate enough to get to share in those successes.
Ken, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any one way to do this job. Our philosophy is we're not here to do the work for you. We're here to give you tools. So when I say our philosophy, I do this with a number of people. I also do this. I'm director of a program up at Cornell, which is based in Ithaca. And our advice is to teach the entrepreneur how to fish and not fish for them, if you will. So give them the skills to understand how to do customer discovery, how to use tools like the Business Model Canvas, point them at resources. Be part of a group of advisors. I would always recommend to startups to have more than one advisor, and I would recommend to EIRs, make sure the companies you're working with have more than one advisor. We try very hard not to judge, and I think it's a good philosophy. If I could pick winners and losers so easily, I probably wouldn't be doing this. I'd probably be on the beach somewhere after trading stocks successfully. Picking winners and losers is hard, so I avoid the temptation to do that. I've been wrong more than I've been right. So again, I see this as a job where the entrepreneur might see something you'll never see, and just give them the tools to help them move their idea forward.
Where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, there's lots of great tools. We're big proponents of, Lean Startup methodology, and Business Model Canvas, so books like Business Model Generation and, various books by Steve Blank. There's lots of online resources that one could look at. There's a lot of I'm also a member of the National ICOR Teaching marketing team. So iCorp puts out a pile of resources, and an organization called VentureWell puts out a pile of resources. So there's a lot of tools there to help both startups and EIRs, you know, understand the trade. In terms of our specific work, we have a website called revithica.com, revithica.com. So we, you know, we don't really talk about our work as much as we talk about our members' work, and sort of our work is buried underneath all of that. But we'll put out the odd blog post if we think it's useful on whether, you know, it's a fundraising strategy or how to get a meeting or how to get a sales call or what have you. And a lot of what you'll see on our site is also, you know, just what our members do. I'm happy to chat with anybody who's, you know, this is a second or third or fourth career for me. I've lost count. And I'm happy to chat with others who are interested in who are doing the same work or interested in doing this kind of work. I find it incredibly rewarding in that you get to leverage a lot of years of experience. It's very different than doing it, though. You know, being an entrepreneur, and I've had the good fortune of being an entrepreneur, but being an entrepreneur and being an EIR are really two very different, you know, two different paths. And you have to realize when you're an EIR, you're not, you know, you're not the actual entrepreneur and adjust accordingly. But I'd be happy to chat with anybody who's interested.
Well, thanks, Ken.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I'm happy to help. Happy to see someone pushing this forward. We could use more EIRs, so I'm hoping this podcast will help generate a few.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.